The Gemara Nechulin Daf Yudma Beis raises a very critical issue: that how do we know that we follow the principle of Chazaka? Sometimes the Gemara tells us the Kovei Izro, very, very often Chazaka. How do we know indeed that that's true? Ro, the Pasuk says, Acher Rava Matos, that's clear. But how do you know that indeed there is a concept of Chazaka that I can assume? That's in the case of a Chazaka de Meikara, that what was is, what was is. I don't have to assume that the status quo changed. So Rav Shmuel Bar Nachmeni says the name of Rabbi Yochanan, it's based on the Parsha Tzaras. After all, here the Torah tells us the following, that the Yatzar Kohen Bayis, the Kohen enters the house, the Kohen eyeballs the Neged Tzaras, he leaves the house, and now all the subsequent stages of the Tumas Tzaras is going to depend on the size of that Nega. Did it remain the same? Did it grow? Did it shrink? Gemara raises a very, very simple kasha. That, what do you mean? That maybe things changed. Maybe things changed. The Kohen goes in and sees it. At that point, he's not declaring this in any shape or form in need of Hesker or Bayis Samanuga. He's going to do so subsequently. How do you know that what he saw is in fact current? How do you know that's true when it comes to real time? Maybe Ad Shiyatsa Nechsa. Maybe, you know, it shrunk. And therefore, everything indeed would be different. The Kohen is going to say that, you know, the Nega got smaller, it was reduced based on what he saw, but how do you know that that was true in real time when the bias was declared at that state? Oh, so the Gemara says it's clear then that that is the concept of Chazaka, that the Kohen sees it, he knows this is, and he can assume that that status quo will remain until you know differently, and therefore, that is considered to be sufficient. Wow, and the Gemara says the following, that that is the klal b'chala Torah kula of Azlinan Basar Chazaka. Azlinan Basar Chazaka. Well, so Tosus raises the following question, that how do you know indeed that that's true? Maybe one could argue it really is a suffix. It's a suffix. Are we absolutely certain that the size is identical to what it was at that time? We're not sure, but that would mean it's a suffix tuma. It's a suffix tuma. And you know what? If you have a suffix tuma, we have klalim, a suffix tuma b'shusayach in sveikotami, b'shusarabim sveikotahor. So maybe, you know what? The basis that the Kohen will assume that that was its size, maybe that's based on the klalim of suffix tuma. Oh, so Tosu says, no, that's really not true. That's not true. The Kohen can absolutely assume that the size that he saw really remains, and that would be true regardless of whether it's b'shusayach, regardless of whether it's b'shusarabim. That's not because of the klalim of suffix tuma, but that's because of the concept of following the chazaka, following chazaka. So that's something which is stunning. The Gemara says that here, negibatim, tumas saras, that is the source of azlinan basar chazaka, and Tosu says, you know, it's not affected by the concept of suffix tuma. We pointed out many, many different times that the Torah tells us you have to know how to respond to a case of a suffix. And there are different responses. There are different responses. When it comes to a case, for example, of mamon, you know what suffix is going to mean? Hamotzi mechavera, olavaraya. We're going to see this. Ooh, right? Yivamos tov chesam ad aleph. Not so far. Tosus babakama and daf gimel. Where Tosus says the following, that can you apply a hekesh to dini mamonos? Do you say argamar l'chumra makshina when it comes to cases of dini mamonos? Because after all, maybe you'll tell me l'chur mavshin is sveika d'rais l'chumra. We alluded to that. No, that prima gade. But you don't say sveika d'rais l'chumra when it comes to mamon. You say hamotzi mechavero olav haraya. So I want you to see if you haven't seen that yet. No, that tosus. Because there are different klalim of sveik. How indeed you respond? I've often mentioned the comment of the Gaon, Adelus Elio, magnificent. No, ki palacha davar l'mishpat. You know, the Torah says, you have a shayla, you have a suffix l'halacha. The Torah says, bin dam l'din, bin dam l'dam, bin din l'din, nega l'nega. You know what the Gaon writes? A very brief comment, that these are the chelkei ha-Torah. There's dam, there's din, and there's nega. There's dam, there's din, there's nega. You know what dam is? Isser v'hetter, the Gaon writes. What's the shayla? Is this woman muteris or asur al-habal? That's the question of isser v'hetter, muterasa. Din l'din means, are you chayiv or you pater? Nega, nega means, are you tahor, are you tame? These are different chelkei halacha, the Gaon writes. I would just add the following. And the context of the Torah is so magnificent. Because the pasuk says, ki palacha davar l'mishpat. You have a shayla halacha, you have a safek. How are you machri a safek? You know what the answer is? Well, if it's areas of isser v'heter, I'm going to say, sveika d'rais l'chumra. If it's an area, for example, of din lesi din mamonos, I'm going to say, you know what? Oh, that hamusim racharaya. If it's a suffix tumah, you know what I'm going to say? Sota chavches, the Mishnah Yisantaros Perikvah, Mishnah Dalit, they have different kali suffix entirely. That all depends on whether it's a suffix from Rishus Yachid, suffix from Rishus Sarabim. These are different kali suffix. Dine suffix is a fascinating raya that you can't necessarily compare dam to din in cases of nega. So it is a fascinating issue that if I have a suffix when it comes to cases of negayim, is it or is it not? Is it or is it not? It's fascinating that that's not governed by a suffix tumah. Isn't that the whole theme of the parsha? Whether it's tame, whether it's tahar. And the answer is no, that's the source of chazaka b'chala Torah kula. Why should that be? Tosus just points out it's a fact that a suffix, when it comes, for example, to negay saras, we're going to treat as dinim of chazaka. We're not going to treat it as a suffix tumah. But why is that true? Why is that true? Sarah, I'll tell you just an amazing yisod. Yeah. Typically speaking, let's say a person has a suffix. You know, I don't know whether this is kosher, whether this is not kosher. It's a treif. Imagine you'll ask a chacham. So you know what the chacham is going to tell you? By the power invested in me, I declare that this is kosher. By the power investment, I declare that this is an avela, that this is treif. You're going to kind of look at him and say, not in our religion. No, that's really not how things work. You know, the psak what? You know what? You'll ask a shayla, that's true. You know what the chacham will tell you? Maramalkam neilach. I'll give you a good maramalkam. No, the pasuk says this is asid. I'll give you a good maramalkam. The pasuk says this is mutter. The psak is not transformative. The psak does not create the heter. If it's asir, it's asir. If it's mutter, it's mutter. Of course, a chacham can be called upon to be mevarer the halacha, mevarer the metzias, but there's something amazing about tumas saras. You know what? Imagine, the Kohen sees that this really is a bayis hamanuga, and this is going to be declared as being tameh, an av hatum with a tumas ohel. So you know what the Kohen does? It's pretty amazing. He turns to the balabayis and says, you know, ufinu es habayis. You know what? I'm going to declare this as a bayis hamanuga. Get everything out. Get your kelim out. Because when I declare this as a bayis hamanuga, there's going to be a tumas ohel. That's something which is stunning. You really mean to argue that the declaration of the Kohen creates the tumah? And in turn, the declaration of the Kohen creates the tara? So you know what the stunning answer is? Yes. That's true when it comes to tumas negayim. That's something which is remarkable. It's not just simply that the role of the psak, like a chacham, is just mevarir, but rather that creates the tumah. And therefore, ufinu es habayis. And therefore, I'm going to tell you the following. Maybe that's why I'm not going to treat this as a suffix tumah. You know what a suffix tumah is? You have a suffix whether tameh or tar. You know what? There was a mace in the field, and the person kind of ran into the field, and maybe he did not come in contact with that mace. Okay, that if I say you're tameh or tar, I'm not creating anything. If you stumbled upon the mace, you're tameh. And if you voted the mace, you're tar. I'll guide you. I'll be mevarim. But that's not true when it comes to nigei batim. That's something which is stunning, that the psak is transformative. That's very unusual. So I'll tell you the following. The tzdadim, is this or is this not? Is not whether it's tameh, whether it's tahor. You know what the two tzdadim are? Either the bias is okay and it can remain the way that it is, or no. The bias should be declared as a bias hamanuga. That's not a suffix tumah. Everybody agrees it's tahor. The question is there a chiyuv, is there a mitzvah incumbent upon the Kohen to do this or do that? You know what I'm going to tell you? That's not called a suffix tumah. That's called sveikos b'chala Torah kula. Is there a chiyuv incumbent upon the Kohen to declare this as tameh, declare this as tahor? And I'll give you an incredible din d'rabbanan, which is Kein D'Oraisa. Last year, now the Sugin Beitza and the Chavav. The Gemara has something which is stunning. The Gemara has something which is called Heter Bechoris. You have a Behemo who is a Bechor, so in such a case, it's Arfal, Gamim Yizbeach. If it's Nafal Bamum, then certainly that's not true. Certainly it's not true. Wow. So that's critically important. So guess what? You need a horas chacham in order to declare that this is a bachor shenafal b'mum. You know what that's called? Heter b'choros. The chacham has to paskin that, you know what, yes. And the Gemara says something pretty incredible. Number one, the Chacham has to be able to determine, is this a mum or is it not? And you know what? The Chacham also has to consider another factor as well, unusual. How did the mum get there? How did the mum get there? Of course, the animal has a split lip. You know why the animal has a split lip? Because my animal is a bechor, and I really don't want to offer it as a carbon. So I took the food of the animal, I put it on the other side of the fence, and the animal, in accessing the food, of course, it split its lip. Wow. So the Chacham not only has to declare it's a mum, but the Chacham has to also consider, how did the mum get there? Did that develop naturally? Or did the person cause, was he mapel mum b'kadshim? You know what the chiddush is that when the Chacham will declare that it is or is not, that's meaningful. So you know what the Gemara tells in Beit HaChavav? That should not be done on Yantif. What's wrong? Someone knocks on my door on Shabbos Yantif and says, you know, I bought this food, can I eat it? I'll say no. No, you're not allowed to give such a psak on Shabbos. The food is asa. The food is mutter. You're not allowed to give a psak of heter v'horos on Shabbos Yantif. Why not? Oh, Rashi, it's poshim shalom the Gemara. That's called tikkun mana. That's called makah patish. That's called tikkun mana. You know, the psak of the Chacham is going to allow it to be eaten. That's not true when it comes to typical Yerodea. That's true when it comes to heter v'choros, that we need a psak of a Chacham, not mikra de darais, but midrabanan, in order to go ahead and to allow you to partake. And therefore, that's a form of a tikkun mana. If I can't partake without the psak, rendering the psak is like makbe patish. It is rendering it fit for achila. So there is a chumas edeshen. Simen nun dalet. Where did this come from? You know what? Every din drabanan is kein darais. What's the kein darais of heter v'choros? You know what the chumas edeshen writes? Pretty unbelievable, no? Tazri metzora. This parsha, Tazri metzora. You have a mano midaraisa where the psak creates the chalos. Where the psak creates the chalos. That's something which is really stunning. And therefore, the Chacham said the following, you know what? We want to make sure that people aren't going to play games when it comes to a bechor. And they're not going to cause it to become a bamum. And they're not going to pretend that it really is a bamum when it's not. So you know what? Midrabanan, we're going to insist on a similar process, heter bechoros, comparable to this din daraisa. That's something which is stunning. And that's why the Gemara says that this is, I would say, not called a safek tuma, but rather this will follow the typical klalim of psak. And therefore, if the Kohen in rendering his decision is going to rely on chazaka, that when I saw it, it was this size, and therefore my assumption will be that it remained this size, you know what? That is the concept of a chazaka. Demekara, that's an incredible chiddush, this hagdara, the uniqueness when it comes to tumas saras. And how do you understand this notion of chazak? You know what? When a person is going to give a psak, you know, he has to consider what was, what is, did they change, did they not? What exactly does chazaka accomplish? You know, I would frame the question this way. The Torah says you follow chazaka. Oh, that's learned from here. Nigebatim. The Torah says you follow rov. That's clear. No, acharev matos. What happens if they clash? You know what? I have a shayla. The rov tilts one way. The chazaka tilts another way. The Torah says that zilbasarumba. The Torah says zilbasar chazaka. What do you do when you have a dilemma, clash of a rov versus a chazaka? You know what the answer is? That's the Gemara tradition, the fei. And that's what the Gemara tells us. Ruba b'chazaka, ruba adiv. Ruba adiv. The rov trumps. Right? The rov is the kove. How do you know that that's true? It's fascinating. You would expect the Gemara to say, like, minolon, minayin. How do you know? The Gemara just says, ruba chazaka, ruba adiv. The Torah says rov. The Torah says chazaka. What happens when they collide? You know, that's a very, very good question. The Gemara just says, you know what? Ruba chazaka, ruba adir. Wow, that's something unusual. We even had last year on Beitz and Daf Yud the following. The Torah says there's a concept of rov. Hochanach harov. That's good, no? The Torah also says there's a concept of karov. There's a common concept of karov. Sometimes, you know what we're going to follow? The closest proximity is indeed going to determine. Where do you see that that's true? You know what the answer is? Eglarufa. You see, a person, Rahman al-Islam, was killed, and a city has to take responsibility for it. What city? Whose city? So the Pasuk says, the closest city. Yeah? The closest city. So the Gemara says, wow. So sometimes you follow road. Sometimes distance, proximity. What happens if there's a contradiction between Rov and Karov? A contradiction between Rov and Karov. A simple case, you know what? A Nirtzach is found. There's one city that's closer. But you know, let's just walk a little bit further. There's a huge city. So you want to know who should take responsibility for. One is closer. One is much, much larger. That's like a contradiction of Rov and a Chazaka. That's Rov versus Karov. Rov versus Karov. So again, the Gemara says in Beitz and Daf, Yud. Not a yeshiva, is the learn Maseches Beitz? Okay. Bavasra Chav Gimel. That they learn. Okay. Bavasra Chav Gimel. Okay. Rov and Karov. Halachacha Harov. Okay. No excuses now. Bavasra. No excuses now. So, how do you know? So it's amazing. The Gemara never tells us exactly how we know. But that's really very, very important. Now, the case in Beitza was this. You know, a person designates birds for Yantif, and all of a sudden, he goes back to the coop and he sees things have shifted places. One possibility is, these are exactly the birds I had before me, but you know what? This bird went here, this bird went there. That's called Karo. Another possibility is these birds, they flew the coop. And these are new birds that enter the coop that were not Minamuchan. A similar, you know what? If birds are here, maybe the closest option would be these are the birds in question, but you know, they just shifted. Another possibility is no, but there's a rove. Most of the birds in the surrounding area are not designated for use on Yantif. That's a clash between rove and karo. So you know what the answer is? We're going to follow rove. Wow, we're going to follow rove over Shonam Reich in the case of Eglarufa. The larger city is going to take responsibility. The larger city is going to say, there's a closer town. Yeah, but that's a small town. And you're a big city. So you know what? Why exactly is that true? So it's not clear. But these are Gemaras. That when it comes to Rov can take preference over Chazaka. Rov can take preference over Karov. Us Rav Elchanan has the following Yisod. This is Nakobet Shiurim in Baba Basra and Os Ayin Ches. Right? He writes the following, and I think this opens up worlds, but it's really critical. You know, when the Torah tells us you have a case of a suffix, and given you have a suffix, okay, use this principle. This is how you should be machrid. I'll ask you a very, very simple question. What is the Torah attempting to do? When the Torah tells you you should follow Rov, when the Torah tells you you should follow Chazaka, what exactly is that Eitzah? What is the Torah's suggestion? What exactly do I mean? I'll tell you a couple of possibilities. You know, the Gemara Nida Daf Beis says the following. You have a mikveh. It's a mikveh kshera. Everything's great. You know what? All of a sudden, I measure the mikveh now, and it's chasera. It's a mikveh psula. There isn't enough water. There isn't enough water which is there. The mikveh is no longer kosher. So what do I know? I know that today, right here and now, the mikveh is psula. I know that whenever it was, let's say a month ago, we measured the mikveh as mikveh kshera. You know what I really don't know? When did it happen? When did that water leave the mikveh? And now all of a sudden it's a mikveh psula. L'may nafkamina. Everything that was immersed in the mikveh between today and last month, what's its status? Can I really assume that it was a mikveh kshera until now? Do I have to assume it was a mikveh ksula a minute after I saw it was a mikveh? Do I treat it as a suffix? What exactly do you do? So the Gemara tells us like a fascinating psak, and that is, you're going to have to follow chazakas. Oh, so that's a little complicated, no? Because the chazaka d'nei kara was good. The chazaka, the hashta, right now, it's no good. Why did I put this thing or this person in the mikveh? Because they were tameh, a ches kastuma. So you have a chazaka demei takara, which is okay. But you have a chazaka right now, with more than chazaka, reality of the mikveh zepsula. And anything that entered the mikveh obviously was in need of tara, so therefore you have to assume tameh. The Gemara calls that tarti d'areisa. The status of the mikveh is a problem, the status of the person, the kli is a problem. Okay, wow. So you know what psak I'm going to give? Anything that entered the mikveh in the past month is coming. So some taps me on the shoulder. So when did the mikveh become a mikveh chaser? When did that happen? When did that happen? You know, so you know what I'm going to tell that person? I have no clue. I have no clue. You just gave a psak. That it's tummy. You have no clue. Well, shouldn't you be informed before you give like a psak? You're going to say, it's. You know what my answer to that person is going to be? Chazaka is not birur. Chazaka is not birur. Chazaka is not an attempt to ascertain what really is, if I could ascertain what really is, you know, I have a security camera. If your camera shows that last week somebody emptied out the mikveh, okay, that would be helpful. That's not what chazaka is doing. Chazaka is telling me how to conduct myself despite the suffering. Not how do you resolve the suffering. That's really different, no? That's really different. Lahalacha, you know what I would argue? That certain dini hachra are called birur, and certain dini hachra are called niug. Niug is, how did we know hey kumakam safek? What do you do? You have to know how to conduct yourself. We cannot ascertain when the mikveh became mikveh psula. So what do you do? What do you do about kalim now, kalim then, kalim in the interim? What do you do? The answer is clueless. No, you have to know what to do given that fact. And sometimes the Torah will tell us more than that. Not just nihug, but birur. The halacha declares you can assume that this is the fact set. You can assume that this is the fact. If you know it's different, you know it's different. But I don't have to assume it's different. I have a right to assume that's not the fact and very misnabir. Sometimes the halacha will tell you, you know, you have a right to assume this is the reality. And some halacha will tell you, given the fact that I cannot determine what the reality is, how do you act? How do you conduct yourself? Niyug versus birur. Well, and Rabbi Chanan writes the following yisod, pretty incredible, and that's the following. Whenever you have a klal of birur versus a klal of nihug, they're best of friends. They're not arguing. They're not fighting. Of course, birur is going to be tier one. I would even frame it differently. Nihug only begins when you've exhausted birur. If I can determine when the mikveh became mikveh aser, forget about chazaka. You have to say the mikveh was ksher a month ago. I can tell you Adam came and said that the water was taken out of the mikveh a week ago. If you have birur, there's no reason to rely on nihug. Nihug only begins when you cannot sufficiently be mevarer. So it's really not a contradiction. It's not a contradiction at all. Sometimes it can kalei and kalei. Rabbi Chanan writes the Chiddush. Maybe one could discuss the application. Rabbi Chanan says, you know what the yisod is? When the Torah tells me, Achram Lahatos, that's called birur. I can assume the minority. I can assume the majority of cases. I can assume Rav. Chazaka is not an assumption. It's not an assumption. That's how indeed to be knowing. And that's why the Gemara assumes as the Devar Pashut, if it's Rav versus Chazaka, it's not that one is stronger, one is weaker. A Chazaka will be the first one to tell you, look, if you can describe Lahalacha, the fact set, we're good. We're good to go. We're good. I'll tell you an amazing Tosus. Nazir Daf Nun Zayin. Tosus writes the following. But you know what? I'm looking, and I see there's a field, and there's a mace in the field, and these two guys are walking in the field, and one of them came in contact with the mace. And the other did not. Two Nizirim. If he came in contact with the mace, Hayyamim Harisham Yiplu. The whole Nazir is false. You have to start again. I absolutely know that one of them did, but you know what? I cannot tell which was which. They're all dressed the same. Right? They weren't part of our yeshiva. They're all dressed the same. Now it's okay. So yeah, I couldn't tell. You know what? So person A comes over to me, you know, and I say, you're a Nazir Tahar. And then person B comes over, and I say, you're a Nazir Tahar. Tosa says, that's Inyan Chol Yosemes. You know that's not true. You can really give such a psak. You're Tahar. You know that's not true. So you know what Tosa says? Stunning. Tosa's Nazir and Zayin Amad Aleph. You know what Tosa says? in the world of chazaka, yes, you can give such a tzar. You can say that each person had a chezkas tahara, and if we do not know, and there's no way we could determine that that changed, you know what? You have a right to follow chazaka de mekara, and you have a right to follow chazaka de mekara, and both are treated as nazir who are tahorim, even though I know that's not true. Because the Torah is telling me how to conduct yourself among safa. That's stunning. That's really stunning. If you're dealing with biror, you could never say such a thing. But Tosafot says you can say such a thing in the world of chazakas. In the world of chazakas. And that's the chiddush that Rabbi Chanan brings. That's why Rov versus chazak, Rubadeh. And Rabbi Chanan suggests the same maybe issue when it comes to Rov and Karov. Rov is a form of biror. Karov, he writes, is nihug. What happened? You find a person was a near tzav. We don't know who was responsible for that ritzicha. So you know what? Let the closest city, you know how the Rambam describes, let the closest city go ahead and act, and let the Sanhedrin come with the hope that, oh, this is such a big event. The Sanhedrin is coming to town. There'll be a call, and we'll be able to determine who the rotzeach was. The karov taking responsibility is not birur. It's not birur. If anything, the opposite is true. It's trying to get to that point. So that's where Rabbi Chanan writes, if it's rov versus karov. So indeed, rov is going to prevail. That's something which is very, very important. The Tosos, the beginning of Nida, the Bezo and Aleph, the first Tosos, writes the following, that the klalim of Safik tumor only be kana lahaba, not the mafreya. Take a look at that Tosos. You know, sometimes you have a psak that says, going forward, act this way, but it doesn't affect the past. That really sounds very unusual. No? Sounds unusual. No? We know a woman is a nida today, but she handled taros yesterday. Maybe we should argue, you know, maybe everything was there yesterday, just went unnoticed. How do you know? How do you know? That's the first sugya nida. That's the first tosas. So Tosas says, I'm not going to apply the principles of Safek Tuma, because Safek Tuma only tells you how to conduct yourself going forward. But Safek Tum is not l'mafreya. Yeah, apsak, nikan l'haban, apsak, not l'mafreya. I would answer one word. You know what that word is? Nihug. Nihug. When it comes to nihug, yeah, the Torah says, this is how to conduct yourself from now on. But it's not shedding light necessarily on what happened in the past. That's an incredibly important yisod. And that's very, very important. Rabbi Chanan writes another daf gemara, but take a look, it's not a long piece. Wabasra ayin ches, os ayin ches. Rabbi Chanan writes the following. Let's assume, for example, you have a suffix, and you come forward and you bring a raya. I come forward, I bring a raya. Let's assume an extreme case. I bring two aiden. You bring two aiden. Whoa, you know what? We've maxed out. You're a mevar al pishnei aiden. How is my pishnei aiden? Okay, we have hachasha. You know what? I raise my hand. I'll bring two more Eidim. You know what? Business is going to say to me, Tri Kamei. You know what? You've maxed out to the Birur line. You have two Eidim. That's it. You have four Eidim. You have six Eidim. Tri Kamei. There's nothing more compelling than the fact that you have five Eidim and I have two Eidim. Let's say I raise my hand and I say the following to Bezdin. You're right, we maxed out the Birur line. We have two. But I have a chazaka that supports me. You know what the halach is? Rabbi Chanan writes, Bezdin's all ears. Let me hear about that chazaka. What do you mean? If I have two more Eidim, Bezdin's going to say irrelevant? And if I have Eidim are better than a chazaka, no? Eidim are better than a chazaka. So if I offer two more Eidim, we're going to say, meh, I don't want to hear that. I'll say, you know what? There's a chazaka that supports me. All of a sudden, all ears. Why is that true? Rabbi Chanan writes, that's the same lamdas as well. You have tray. You've maxed out at the birur line. Another two aiden does not add to birur. But we still have a shayla. So if you have a contradiction birur, how is it that we are knowing? What should we do now? You know what the answer is? All of the klalim that are midine nihug will be relevant by makom tray. But any klal that's a form of birur would not be relevant to Makom Treyer Treyer. So Rav Chanan suggests the following. You're going to put forth a Rov, we're going to say, no, a Rov of Makom Eidim. You're going to put forth a Chazak, he thinks that's something that is significant. Now that's pretty stunning. That's part of the lumdus of the tumas saras. That you know what? That the psak is what creates. That's something which is unusual. It creates the chalos of tumin tara. And if the bias is tame, it will remain tame until the kohen declares it as being tar. That's unusual. It's the psak which indeed is. And wow. And that's the source of chazaka b'cholatara kula. That's something which is stunning. With this in mind, you can understand the other pasuk in Parshas Tezri. The pasuk says the following: No, Yud Gimel Yud Aleph, Uviyom Heirozbo, Uviyom Heirozbo. And all this happens on a day which is fit, on a propitious day, a day which is fit for the kohen to go ahead and make that declaration. Uviyom Hirozbo, Uviyom Hirozbo. What exactly does that mean? So the Gemara may cut and dazayin, quotes the rice, that's pretty incredible. That yesh yom shatarobo. There are certain days that it's appropriate to declare he's a mitzara. And v'yesh yom shiatarobo. And there are certain days that the kohen should not do this. That's really unusual. What would an example of that be? The Gemara says, it's stunning. No, we couldn't have Zion. A chassan, shenol bonega. All of a sudden, a chassan, you know, he sees there's a neged saras. Whoa, you know, he's in the middle of shemarachas, no? And he sees a neged saras. You know what the kohen is going to say? This is not uviyom hirozba. This is not for now. Call me next week. No? Imagine at the chassan and all the food is treif. He'll say, not for now, no. Call me next week. We're gonna disrupt the whole chasana and get up and say, don't eat. Ask me next week. You say, you can't be responsible. No. Uviyom Hirozbo. A chasan shenol bonega. No shiras yamim. Or that's a Rav Yiddish shita. It's yantiv. And a person goes in and has a neged saras. I'm going to tell you, uviyom hirozbo. Call me next week. That's something which is really stunning. Really? You know what the answer is? Yes. The answer is, there is no speck of tumah until the kohen declares this as being a neged saras. Right now, it's absolute tara. Elamai, there's a chiyuv on the kohen to do so. Oh, what happens if there's a competing factor? On the one hand, there's a chiyuv on the kohen to do so. On the other hand, this is not an auspicious time to do so. That's the pasuk. Uviyom Hirozbo means when it comes to this type of hora, there are days she'ataroa and there are days she'iataroa. And that's stunning. One example is Yantif. One example is Shivus Yemei HaMishta. That's something which is incredible. So I'll give you an example. Take a look at the Or Zeruah. Hilchos Aveilus. Tough Lamed Beis. The Or Zeruah quotes a possibility that you know what you see from this. That Shivus Yemei HaMishta is a din d'oraisa. If Shivus Yemei HaMishta is a reason that we're going to allow this chassan to remain tahor, isn't that a raya mochad? That's such a chiddush, no? The Rambam writes Shivus Mishta as the takan of Moshe Rabbeinu, no? There's rural quotes one day. What do you mean? That mikoach raya zu, that Shivus Yemei HaMishta is a din d'oraisa. Malei shvuzos. No, Rachel, Leah, you're going to go ahead and marry Rachel this week. You just married Leah. Shivus Yemei HaMishta is being a din d'oraisa because it's noche, it's doche. Negetz, or Ezra makes the following comment. You know, it's not a raim uchachas. It's not a raim uchachas. Or Ezra writes exactly this. Af hagav she'eno tamei ad shiomer ha-kohen. Realize that it's not that he's tamei and we're ignoring the tumah. He's not tummy until the kohen declares that he's tummy. That's the whole chiddush. Oh, but the Rizur writes the following. You know what the question in the Gemara is? You know what the question? In order to say this is not an appropriate time, does it have to be a chiyuv d'oraisa? Does it have to be a chiyuv? If we're talking about arsu gizin evamus, esidokalosase. Yeah, you need a mitzvah mugderes, a mitzvah ktsuva, a mitzvah to be doch in iser. Here, everyone agrees, Mefurish and Rezeruah, that there's no tumah. There's no tumah. Everyone agrees that this chassan is absolutely tahor. But the Kohen has a chiyuv in order to declare. You know what the answer is? I'll declare. But can I at least wait, you know, a couple of days until they finish our brachos in order to make that declaration? If the answer is yes, does that necessarily mean that there's a mitzvah d'arais of shivus in a mishnah? Is that really true? You know, the opening sugya mitzvah is ksuvus beis amadam. You know what? This chassan is really dragging his feet. He's dragging his feet. He's not following up with nisuin. So you know what? We turn to him and say, why is that? Oh, so let's assume he says the following, because she's not Torah. She's a Nida. Okay. I understand. Machlok is the Rambam and the Ram. No? The Rambam writes, you're insisting on Yisuin, you can't have a Chupas Nida. Because the definition of Yisuin is Yichar Arai Lebiya. You know what the Ram writes? No, it doesn't mean it's impossible. You can have a Chupas Nida. But it's reasonable to avoid that. It's reasonable to avoid that. When a guy says, you're accusing me of dragging my feet, I'll tell you why I'm not scheduling it for now, I'll schedule this for next week. Because of Nida. The Chacham will say, not that that's impossible, but that's reasonable. So if we're talking about the Rizorot rites, right, this Kiddush, that Hamtana, will declare that he is a Metzora in a few days. Let him at least finish the Shivas Yamishta. Is it so clear that you need a mitzvah daraisa of Shivas Yamishta? If the answer is Yivamas, Esei Dochalos, I say, well, absolutely yes. But if you're not dealing with an Esei Dochalos, I say, you're dealing with a mitzvah incumbent upon the Kohen to declare that there is Tumah, and the Kohen simply says that, you know what, I'm not going to do it this minute, I'll wait a little bit. Does that require mitzvah daraisa? Or maybe not. Wow, that's Yivamos Daf Vav. That's the Ratzon HaTorah here. No, that we discussed at length. No, if I can demonstrate that, you know what, Yaakov Avinu was told Malei Shvozos, and therefore it's not appropriate to marry Rachel during the Shivas Mishta of Leah. Even if we assume Ein Lameidu Mikodem Matan Torah, and even if we assume that Shivas Mishta it is not the Din D'Oraisa. But if the Torah weighs in on appropriateness, this is or is that not, maybe Ein Achinami, that maybe that would be sufficient in order to say that that could justify not being mevatel, just simply a delay. That's like a stunning possibility. But all this is based on that yesod that the chassan is not tameh. The chassan is not a mitzora. The question simply is he is tar? But to an extent, there is a mitzvah coming to the Ban Kohen too. And how much leeway does the Kohen have in order to say that, you know what, get the kelim out of the house, ufino sabayis, or finish shivas yemei hamishteh? And maybe in achinami, that's why there can be a din d'araisa of yom hayros, though, even if the delay is not necessarily a mitzvah ktsuvra, mitzvah munteres. That's something which is pretty heavy. Well, when you go through the dinim of imitzora, it's undeniable, but it's mafurish in Targum, mafurish in Rashi, mafurish in Rambam, that when I ask you what exactly are the restrictions of imitzora, there's one word that pops. That we treat the mitzora as an other. Avelus. That's something I think which is unusual. Maybe you don't realize it, no? Imagine a person is an avelus. So you know what we're going to say to an other, Rachmana Leslan, but God of Yeferumin, you have to rip Kriya. No? You know what we're going to say to an other, Rosh Yeferua. You're not allowed to engage in tiglachas. No, you have to allow your hair to grow long. We're going to tell you he's an avo. Don't greet him. Oh, asafam yate. There's an isur shela shalom to greet the mitzara. Wow. there's a concept of atifas harosh. The Masorah covers his head. The Shulchan Aruch writes in Siman Lamed Ches that a Masorah doesn't wear tefillin because tefillin is a pe'er. Yeah, a novel. Havel Yom Rishon does not wear tefillin. And Brachas Daf Yud Aleph. You know, you go through all these dinim, it's something which is stunning. And if it doesn't grab you right away, Rashi writes, and we're cutting up this well, Ke'ovel. Targum writes in the puzzle, Ke'ovel. The Rambam writes, Nechaz Tumas Saras, Dorms Mepurish, Peregir Alach Avav, Ke'ovel. And I would even tell you a flip. These Nihu Ge'avelus, you know, are not necessarily Daraisa. You know, Tosa Sushita, Aninus is Daraisa, Avelus is only Dindarabana. These Nihu Ge'avelus are a Dindarabana. You know what I will tell you? I think something incredible. It's a Dindarabana Ke'en Daraisa of Mitzara. It's as though the Chachamim said that the dinim that you find here in the Parsha of Mitzara, you know what? We're going to apply those to an avel. And maybe you'll ask me, why exactly is that true? Like, why would I make that correlation? So you know what the Gemara says? Erech and Tezayim. Well, the Gemara says the following, Manish Tanim Mitzara. Many people are Tanim. And if you're Tamei, we just discussed, no Zayin Lebeis. Sometimes you can enter Harabayit, sometimes you can enter the Azara. But Sora is really unusual. He's sequestered from the Machne Yisrael. Chutz L'Machne Moshava. That's unusual. That's the Kasha of the Gemara. Mai Shna Mitzora, Sha'om Torah, Bada Yeshe. You know what the Gemara answers? Who he'd do? How did he become a Mitzora? You know what? Because what do you mean? That he caused ascension. Who he'd do? Ben Yishlishto, Ben Yishleiro. And therefore, the fichach, Amra Torah, Bada Yeshe. The Gemara says there's an incredible Mita connected Mita. The inappropriate way that this Masorah spoke, he created animosity, dissension, pirud, acrimony in Klal Yisrael, and therefore Mita connected Mita. He has to be sequestered. He caused such strife, so therefore he failed to appreciate the Kedushas HaTzibur. So you know what? Badad Yeshin. That's something which is stunning. He has to be alone. He's literally cut off from the tzibur of Knesset Yisrael. That's something to study. So it's not just a matter of don't enter the Machne Shechina, don't enter Harabayis, but he's sequestered from the Machne Yisrael. Who hivdil? L'fichach amar Torah, Badad Yeshin. So I'll tell you what I think is, maybe sounds stunning, but I think it's obvious, no? What is the response to Badad Yeshin? What is the response when a person is nichras? When a person is set apart from, you have no access to the team. You have no access to Klal Yisrael. You know what I would tell you? Every member of Klal Yisrael has a dual Kedusha. Kedusha is a Yachid, but also Kedusha is being part of a tzibur. And all of a sudden, Badad Yeshe, Mechutz L'machna Moshava, you know what that means? I couldn't say more articulately than the Gemara, no? Nedarm Samach Dalet, Mitzora Chashuv Kemes. No? That's a Gemara, no? Mitzora Chashuv Kemes. If you're cut off from the Tzibur, you know what that means? Chashuv Kemes. And if Chashuv Kemes, you know what that means? Dini Avedus. It's as though, in a real sense, that the Mitzora is sitting Shiva. Yeah, the Mitzora turns to me and says, who am I sitting Shiva for exactly, no? You know what the answer is? Badad Yeshev. You know what? Part of you. Mitzora Chashuv Kemes. And therefore, it's not coincidental that the Dine Avelus, parallel, the Dine Mitzora. That's something which is, I think which is striving. Well, as Choni HaMagon, all the Sugin Tainasav Gimel, Oh Chavruso, Misusa, you know? Without a common bond to a tzibur, that's a death sentence. I would even sharpen it, I'd say the following. there's a certain halacha that demonstrates that the plight of the Metzora is more chamor than that of an Ova. Let's assume the following. Let's assume a person, Rachmanov is in the middle of Shiva, and all of a sudden, Yantif. Guess what? Yantif is so Saravelos. Shiva's over. Wow. It's not true. We couldn't have you doubt it when it comes to a Metzora. No eight Saraso Beregel. That's what the Rambam writes. Of Tumas Saras. Perakir Halachavo. Wow. In that sense, Metzora is more chomer than typical Avedos. Why exactly is that true? You know what I would suggest? How do you know that the answer of Yantif severs Avedos? There's a mitzvah Avedos, there's a mitzvah of Yantif, but how do you know? Oh, so the Gemara, no? You're right, the two can't coexist. Yantif and Avedos can't coexist. So which one, how do you know? You know what the Gemara answer is? It's clear. Simcha will take precedence over Avedos because Asi mitzvah derabim. The Dachi mitzvah diachi. By notion, the fact that Simchas Yantif is a mitzvah derabim, so therefore, that will take preference over the mitzvah diachi of Avelos. Well. So you know what I would just add? Yeah, in Achinami. That's typically true. But that's not true for the Masara. You know what Badad Yeshev means? Badad Yeshev. The one who is Badad Yeshev, who Hivdil, has no right to say that, you know what? As being part of the tzibur, the mitzvah derabim take preference over, and therefore no itzaras bring. Because who hivdil, badad yeshev, and therefore for the mitzvah can argue no itzaras bring. Something which is I think powerful. No, it's a havelus chamura, because you know and. The whole purpose of Badad Yeshiv is to kind of, you know, like the Sefer Chinuch, put some test, you know, like, realize what you've done. And you have to earn your right to re-enter the Tzibur. You know, you have to have reformation, you have to have rehabilitation, you know, you have to reestablish yourself. You're just going to be reinstated to the Tzibur. That requires the process of, an integral part of that is Barad Yeshev. I'll just add one last point. So a person's Barad Yeshev, he's disconnected from the tzibur. You know, now the mission is to re-enter, to re-establish those connections, to reform yourself, to rehabilitate. How do you do that? Here I'll tell you, there's also a difference between the Mitzvah as opposed to another. You know what the Rambam writes, but take a look. Perakir halachava. You know what you do. The Rambam writes, aval kore vishone vidorish. You know, that's how I'm living, no? Kore vishone vidorish. You know, imagine, you're cut off from the tzibur. So what exactly do you do? You're cut off from the tzibur. No? You have no internet connections. No, what do you do? Kore vishone vidorish. Kore vishone, that's the Rambam writes. No? The Rambam's not just telling you that, you know what, okay, you know, there's nothing else that's going on, and there's no one else who's around you, and so, you know, why don't you use your time wisely? Why don't you just sit and learn? That's always true. No, that's how to use your time wisely. But, the Rambam's telling you, incredibly yourself. You know, you really, this was a huge misstep. Who hived it? And there's Avelos. You're disconnected from this variation. How do you reestablish? How do you reconnect? How do you reinstate yourself? You know what the answer is? That's Korei Vishon Vidarish. A person has to reconnect to the Torah session. You have to reestablish those Ksharim. And if you reestablish those Ksharim, it will transform you. The Rambam is not just telling you, you know, that, oh, by the way, you have a Chiv, a Tama Torah, so sit and learn. You know, the Rambam is telling you that is the tool. The Torah is telling you that is going to allow for your rehabilitation. That's what's necessary. How can a person engage in Eisek B'Torah and not appreciate the Kedushas Hatzilut? Hashem Bachar Banu, Hashem Nasan Lanu. You think the Torah was only given to you as a Yachid? And it wasn't given to the Tzibur, Knesset Yisrael as a whole? So the Rambam writes that really is the answer. You know that all these other options are closed to you right now. You realize your difficult plight. And the Rambam writes, Yidvav, now that Torah, the Shona, the Doresh, now that's the way that you'll re-enter. That's how the Rambam describes, you know, Avas Hashem in Sefer Mitzvot. No? How do you reattain? The Rambam Sefer Mitzvot, Mitzvah Gimel. No? V'hayu hadram eshenoch mitzavchem alevavecha. Esek b'Torah, that's the way that you're going to be able to reconnect and reestablish. So it's amazing in terms of, you know, the complexity of the halachos of, and so you almost have ches, now it's complicated, no? In terms of sugyos hov yishtri. But the basis of chazaka, as the Gemara points out in the Chulin, and the whole concept of niyug, as opposed to that which is bitter, and even in terms of hashkafa, that what is it represented in the parsha of Tazri and Mitzorah. So when you go through, you know, these parshas, there's special care, special attention there. Like every parshah in Chumash, it's so rich in terms of halacha, in terms of machshava, that what the ideals indeed should be, what you have to embrace. And this is the plight of the Mitzorah with the eitz the Torah gives, that you seize the moment, you're osek the Torah Sashem, and then you're zoche to the complicated process we pointed out of the Taras HaMitzvah, in order to allow you to be reinstated, to reestablish those ksharim with Knesset Yisrael.